This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey.
Ashley, we just got done with the meet and greet with about seven of our new friends. It was awesome.
Very, very fun. Shout out to you guys over there who are watching, who are in the meet and greet. You guys, we can see everything you're saying to us this entire podcast. So fill up that comment section, ask as many questions, repeat your questions, because we want to take them.
That's right. Yeah. And also, if you were in the meet and greet and you're wondering where you're going to get a photo from that was taken during that meet and greet, Danielle will be in contact with you, and she'll make sure you get it very, very soon. Ashley, how pumped are you for this episode?
I am so pumped because I love getting live questions thrown at us, because that gives us an opportunity to talk about things that we don't always get to. And people come up with these questions that I would never think of, but I have a strong opinion on.
That's right. Yeah. So today's podcast is obviously special because tonight, and in some places no less than an hour, my season of The Bachelor will be airing all over.
And your Twitter feed is going to blow up, and so is your Instagram. And it's going to be fun because I think that they're, you know, like Caitlin last week, she wasn't excited about her season airing, but then I think she had fun with it. And I think the same thing is going to happen with you. And you guys both like have your happily ever afters thanks to The Bachelor. I mean, she wouldn't have been with Jason today had it not been for that experience. And you would not be with Jess if it wasn't for your blue check mark that you got on The Bachelor.
You're spot on. It's true. And I have seen the episode back. It was not easy to watch. It was pretty cringy. I know Almost Famous Family. I had told you I wasn't going to watch. And I'm telling you this. My intentions were really not to watch it. But yeah. It sat in my inbox for too long. I had a moment of weakness, as I told people on the meet and greet, and I watched it. And let me tell you, it was actually really fun, especially to see now where I'm at, who I'm with, the friendships I've made, the podcast that you and I have now hosted for the last 3 years together. Life is good. So, hey, Ash, this is how today's going to work. I want to run us all through it.
Okay.
We have some really special people from the 20th season of The Bachelor that will be coming on the podcast. We also will have a very, very special guest, Mike Johnson. So as Ashley mentioned earlier, we're going to try to come up and keep up with your comments. We can't promise that everything will be answered, but please send them away. We have people on the back end that are gathering questions. They're texting us questions. So if you see Ashley and I on our phones, then you know we're not distracted. That's actually how we're communicating with each other and our producers. There could be technical difficulties. This is our first time doing it, but we're so pumped to be here with all of you. I think we should do this more often. Ashley, I'm going to send it over to you. I'm going to pull up our rundown and get started with this podcast.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I saw one question that says, is this going to be airing via iHeart as well? And yes, that it is. And I have also got a lot of people saying that we should come to Providence. Guys, I'm there all the time. Okay, so our first guest is one of The Bachelor's biggest fan favorites over the past 2 years. Yeah. It was a guest that we had on last week, but he brings so much joy and positivity into a room that we definitely wanted to have him here with a live audience. So ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mike Johnson.
What's up, Mike?
We had Mike on the podcast last week, so we already asked him all burning questions. So now we want you guys to ask the questions that we may have forgotten to ask him last week. So get those fingers typing.
Hey, Mike, get started here. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you, guys.
You obviously are a fan favorite. The fans are commenting over here to the right. Hey, I know we asked it last week, but we have to do it so everybody can see your facial expression, because it's so beautiful. To get this thing started, Mike Johnson, will we see you on this season of The Bachelorette? And if so, or if not, why not?
Oh, look at you. If not, why not? With the follow-up question.
Hey, there's also an option of saying I'm thinking about it.
Not now. You have to say yes or no.
Either say yes or no. It all depends on the casting. I'm not the casting director.
Oh, so that it's up to them to decide to have you on.
Y'all are making me smile so hard. I feel like it. I feel it in my abs.
Yeah. Good thing everybody can see that smile this time.
Yeah. So you guys, I know, take right? that verbal answer and add it to his facial expression and you just figure it out, you know?
Well, one question that we didn't ask Ashley last week that I think is nice to ask this week. We just got this question sent in from Alyssa. Mike, is Claire your type?
Ben, your voice changes when you do a podcast. It really does. It really does.
I know it does.
I'll say Claire said something that I thought was profound when she said when she was announced that she's a bachelorette. She's like, I'm not here to play games. I know exactly what I want. I like a woman that knows exactly what she wants. And Claire said that she knows exactly what she wants. I thought that was really alluring. I'll say that.
Oh, the word alluring needs to be used more often.
Okay. You know, I'm full of words.
So I'm getting a couple questions over here about your appearance and your style. People want to know what the Mike Johnson beauty regimen is.
What the Mike Johnson beauty regimen is.
And it's where do you shop?
Zara. But I have a feud with Zara though, because I'm 6'4", 225 pounds, and like they be discriminating against tall guys. I swear.
I shop at Zara and I try to get those shirts on, man. I go in the dressing rooms and I look like a fat boy in a tiny coat. Like I'm just walking out, nothing's working.
Think this is Zara right here. Is this Zara?
Question for you, 6'4"s. Jared is 6 foot, and when he thinks about the tall guys from the franchise, he's like, I don't know that I'd want to be 6'4", because I think when you get to be 6'4" height, you start to, like, it's actually, like, inconvenient. Like, you might bump your head getting into planes and stuff. Is this true?
Yeah. I like being 6'4". I do bump my head in the plane, but I'll be 6'4".
Yeah, like, Ben, I agree with you, Ben. Like, I'm not going to change it at all, even if I could, but I do bump my head.
Yeah.
That's something only a 6 foot guy would say. Only a 6 foot guy would say something like that.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to be 6'4". They look like convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Jared is probably saying, you know, he's trying to say this to make himself feel better at 6 foot, right?
Tell him this. Tom Brady's not 6 foot. Tell him that.
Tom Brady's like 6'3".
That's right.
6'3"? I thought he was 6'5".
Hey, Mike, question for you. You and Ashley, I'd love for you all to answer it here. The question comes in through the message feed here. Did you all ever find it difficult to be your true self on camera while people were watching? And if you did, then how long did it take you to get comfortable?
Ladies first.
For me, gonna be real honest, came pretty naturally.
Of course it did. I know it did.
Ashley, when we first met, did I come directly at you or did I do small talk?
You came directly at me.
Exactly. So when we was on the show, I didn't care about the cameras at all.
Okay,
see
you too.
It took me a bit. It did take me a bit. I actually, at one point, I was sleeping so much because I was so anxious. And so my response was just to go to sleep, that the show actually came in and they're like, hey, we think we like you. We don't know you. And like, you got to stop sleeping because this is a show. Mike, we're going to speed it up here a bit. We also got a question coming in. Said, what is your love language?
I liked that question. I'm glad you asked.
My love language actually is quality time, but the dialect is quality communication. I absolutely thrive off of communicating and getting, we can have differences of opinion, but if we both have respect and can get our thoughts across and listen to one another, that is so sexy. Oh.
I have been trying to get Jared to read the Love Languages book, which will take him 3 hours. Yeah, and he still is like, oh, it's going to be so obvious. Like, I'll skim through it. I'm like,
Ashley, here you go. I wish the technology would just allow me to just give it to you like that.
I have it. It's downstairs. It's on his nightstand. Now I just have to get it in his hands.
Just get it in his hands. Tell him it's a really good book. Like, seriously, I tell my mom to read it.
Okay, I'll tell him that you read it, and then he'll make it. It'll feel cooler to him.
Yeah, especially tell him
since it's so accessible next to you.
Yeah, he'll get a little bit taller if he reads it.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, for anybody out there watching, this is we're going to have to say goodbye to you here in just a second because we have some really great guests to bring on. You have a lot of fans, obviously, that tuned in to watch this podcast. And Ashley,
I want to hug from everyone when I can.
That's right. What do you want to tell your fans out there about what they can get excited about for your future how are you doing personally? And then what do you want to say just to the people that have supported you?
First, I want to say to the people that support me, because that's first and foremost, be happy, baby. Be happy. If somebody's pissing you off and someone's annoying you, leave them. They don't deserve to be a part of your life. That's all I got to say.
What can people do to follow you? How can they follow you?
Instagram.
There we go.
TikTok is super fun. It's Mike Johnson1__. I'm about to be 33 years old, but like, I am loving TikTok right now. Last week, I had so much fun. And then also, I do have a book coming out this fall. I promise you, within my book, it's strong enough to hold your tears, and then it's powerful enough to change your life. Promise you, you'll absolutely love it.
I like that saying.
All right, we're excited. And you know you'll be back on the Almost Famous podcast when that book comes out. Maybe it's going to come out when you're on Claire season. All right, moving on. We have Becca Tilley, who is one of Ben's good friends that also happened to be on his season. One of my good friends, of course, as well. So everybody welcome Becca Tilley and flood that timeline over there with questions for her, please.
Oh, man. Becca's going to get a rousing applause. Hello, Becca.
Hi.
Hey. So, Bex, watching this episode back, you say when you first sit down with Ben, you're like, I am so nervous. I've never been this nervous in my life. And then he's like, but you've been through the process already. Can you talk about why you were so nervous and whether or not you got the approval from Ben to come on a season beforehand, now that we're all out of contract?
Yeah. I think that was the most nervous I had ever been, just because I had been through it before and knowing what it felt like walking into there. And like, Ben and I had talked before about me coming on, but I just had this fear that maybe he changed his mind in the process, and I didn't know like how he was going to react when he saw me. And my biggest fear was like, I didn't know how the girls were going to respond to me walking in. And so that's why I will never forget getting out of the limo, and it wasn't Ben standing there when Amber and I came back. It was Chris Harrison. And I was like, I should go. Get back in the limo.
Did that signal to you that like you guys were the last ones to enter?
Oh yeah, I quickly realized what was happening, that it was a grand show of us walking in.
It sure was. Well, it was still to this day, and I mean, you and I both know this, like it's one of the best things that ever happened to me, because I got to meet you, and you've been so sweet to Jess, and just we've stayed friends. And Becca, are you nervous about tonight?
No, I don't think there's a lot of focus on me. I think they're focusing more, I could be wrong, but I feel like they're focusing more on the final four. So I feel like it'll probably just be a like happy. I mean, my experience was happy. I didn't have any like, I don't have any negative feelings towards you or like the Bachelor franchise. I actually the other day was telling someone, I was like, I went on The Bachelor. I think I told you, Ben, I was telling you this, that I went on obviously to date you, and that was my intent, but I really feel like I went on to have you as a friend. Like, I genuinely consider you one of like those people in my life that I text for advice or on certain topics, that I respect you in. And yeah, so I look back on The Bachelor as like both experiences with Ash too on Chris's season, just fond memories.
Yeah, I it's true though, because I've had to do a lot of thinking the last week about what does this season even mean to me anymore? You know, like it didn't work out, it's done. And it like Jessica was the one that reminded me, we were talking last week and she's like, think about the people that you met through this whole thing. Like the Beccas, who like you've embraced her when we went to Ashley and Jared's wedding and made her feel like she was a part of the group and you loved on her well. I'm like, she'll forever be grateful about that. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I do think the people like you and in my life and then getting to meet Ashley is what this whole thing was about. And I'm really happy now that I did it. I could go on and on, but yeah, it's true. Hey, everybody's asking, what do I smell like?
Yeah, what's up with that? Where'd that come from?
Becca,
what do you smell like? You smell really good and warm.
We've been close before. What do I smell like?
I always tell people, and when you're on The Bachelor or when you're The Bachelor, or I guess Bachelorette, I would imagine is the same way. You're always smelling just top notch. Your breath never smells bad. There's constant Listerine strips. Like, yeah. And then the producers go, doesn't Ben smell so good? Doesn't he look so handsome? And you're just like, yeah, he does, actually.
Do you remember what Chris used to smell like?
Yes. Okay, so weird. Wait, what? You didn't like it?
I felt like I may have fallen in love with him just because of the cologne they gave him.
Okay, no lie. So then I started dating Robert after, and he wore the cologne on one of our first dates. And I was like, what is that?
I feel like I awkwardly asked Chris, like, years later what cologne he used, because I knew that, like, I wanted to get it for a guy one day. Is that weird, guys, now? Should I just keep that scent as something that Chris wore?
No, you should definitely spray it on Jared.
Jared, spray it on your pillow.
I made Jared get Abercrombie Fierce. So that's my smell for Jared, because that's what the high school boys smelled like that I could never get.
Oh, that is really cute.
That is really cute.
I didn't know which word I was going to use, but it's really cute.
Becca, Ben, you have one more question for I just want to ask, when people come up to you on the street and they recognize you from the show, do they recognize you most from Ben's season or Chris's season?
Ben's season.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is
interesting. I get asked questions as if I was never on another season. Like, in some people's minds, when I say anything about Chris's season, it's like, what?
Why do you think that is?
Because I showed more emotion on your season. They got me to cry. You made me cry. The people wanted tears. They wanted to think about Ashley. Why do we remember Ashley? She was emotional and vulnerable. Yes. I think I was a little more open to the process at that point.
That's a good point. Yeah. So, Becca, before we bring on our next guest, who is also a friend of ours, we got to ask you, what are you up to these days? Where can people find you and follow you? Because people absolutely love themselves some Becca Tilly.
Oh, that's so nice. I actually have a podcast with one of my best friends, Tanya. It's called Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad. Instagram at Becca Tilly. And I saw Mike does TikTok. I have not started.
You have not?
I tried.
TikTok.
I tried. Not good at it.
I'm on it, but I'm more of a viewer than a creator.
We're good at them, but the thing is, they're a lot of work.
Yeah, they're a lot of work. If you're not just getting on there to do the dance and you're trying to make like a storyline, it's a lot of work. Yes.
It's tough. Becca, you're the best. I do. You mean so much to me, not only because of our friendship, but also just the way you've treated the people around you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks.
All right. Well, Becca's just the best. And now we have another person that you have remained friendly with throughout all this, Amanda Stanton, who also happens to be Andy Dorfman's really good friends. And the girl just moved to LA. So my first question for Amanda is, what kind of trouble are those two going to get into right now?
That's right. Amanda's also the creator of Lanny the Label, which has been a huge success for her. Hey, as we're waiting, Ashley, what cologne was it that Chris Soules wore? People are.
I wish I knew, and now I'm gonna have to ask him again.
Okay, we'll talk. We'll find out from him, and then we'll talk about it on the podcast next week.
We'll have to get that answer when he will finally come on our podcast with Victoria.
Oh, good point. That's a good point. Do you think they're gonna come on?
I don't know, but I bet you Victoria likes that cologne.
Oh my gosh! You know. The one thing about, and tell me if you think I'm crazy, like there's a lot of people in this franchise that are just like absolutely like gorgeous. But when you see Chris Soules in person, you're like, that dude is really good looking.
Dude, I know. And it's so underrated. Mm-hmm. There's something about Chris in person. He is one of the best looking bachelors there's been. He's up there.
So what do you think about that relationship? Somebody just wrote in, C-Mail wrote in.
Someone said, how do I feel about that relationship?
Yeah.
About I mean, Chris how could I really have feedback if I haven't met her in real life at all? And I haven't seen them together.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. I mean, Chris, even through all the last few years, like Chris has always been a good buddy of mine and we've tried to stay in contact. And but I've never met Victoria and I actually haven't talked to him since this whole thing. I think it's public. I don't know. Have they announced it?
It is public. I mean, they posted pictures where she's obviously on the farm and like she acts it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who Nick Viall's dating?
I have an idea, but if he hasn't said anything about who it is, then I'm not saying anything.
But you do have an idea. We can hint to that.
Possibly. Yeah.
Is it somebody from the Bachelor world?
If it's who I'm thinking about, no.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll try to bring Nick on to see. He's a pretty private guy about his dating life, isn't he?
Yeah.
He likes, it's in the headlines a lot, but he like doesn't talk about it a lot.
No, he likes to get the gossip from the others and keep his own gossip to himself.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Good point. Hey, people are asking, is The Bachelor Live on stage going to come back? It is. 100% it's coming back. It was a huge deal. Ashley was at one of the events in Reno, and it is definitely coming back. It's coming back strong. We don't know exactly when yet because of COVID, but when it does, you'll hear about it. And I really hope to see the Almost Famous family there. It was wild, Ashley. I think I told you this. But during like the meet and greets, and even when we're on stage sometimes, people were yelling every night. I mean, Becca was even impressed. Like, I love the Almost Famous podcast. I listen to the Almost Famous podcast. I love Ashley.
That's so cool.
All the time.
Thanks, guys.
All over the country. So it was really, really awesome. Amy, I don't know where we met at, but I was nervous every night too. So I guess we had that in common.
So a lot of people, like, I mean, I feel like you kind of mentally braced yourself for those 4 months on the tour bus.
Yeah.
And then after 2-3 weeks, it was just done, like postponed. Now do you have to like re-prepare your brain?
Oh my gosh. It's insane. So Ashley, you're right. And before we bring on our next guest here, I want to tell you, like, you do have to prep. And I was like, I can do this now. I'm, you know, I was just starting today. Jess, this is a good move for us. Living on a tour bus for 4 months is not easy. It was a great tour bus with great people, but especially being locked in my house with my own bed for the last 3 months, it's going to be really hard for me to get back onto a moving bus and start going again.
I feel you. I feel bad for you because, you know, looking at the calendar, you would have been over a month done and you would have knocked out your tour bus time. But I know that the high on stage makes it all worth it. And
it really does. And seeing the people out there, it really does. So, hey, Ashley, we have our guest on. This is going to be a surprise to everybody. She lives in the same hometown as me right now. She is also one of the most favorite and one of the most recognizable characters from the 20th season of The Bachelor. Welcome, Lace Morris.
You guys, I saw Lace last at JJ's wedding, and it was really good to see her. Lace, hi.
Hi.
Hello, Lace.
I love your hair.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I got a new hairstylist. I'm so excited.
It looks amazing.
Lace, you're stunning. You're looking beautiful, glowing.
Good to see you guys.
It's good to see you too.
Yeah, this was a surprise to be on here.
So the last time that everybody saw you on TV, you were engaged to Grant. Yeah. And then today you get to talk to Chris Harrison again, get Bachelor Nation to remember you. Are you nervous at all about watching Ben's episode?
No, I actually recently watched it with some friends just to prep myself.
Okay.
And like, it's cringeworthy, but it's pretty funny. It's just fun to laugh at yourself now.
It is.
You know, one of the things that I was impressed by, especially watching tonight's episode back and the kind of the recap, is how you responded to the difficult questions and how you talked about, you know, standing up that you weren't in a place to date and to be on the show. Looking back now, are you glad that you left?
Yeah, no, I'm so glad I left. I still think it was the best decision, not knowing if I'd get a rose or not. But I think that was the best decision I could have done. And I'm glad I'm self-aware to be able to do that.
Ben, she was just the ultimate interrupter during those couple weeks that she was on the show. Were you secretly annoyed, or were you like, oh, the producers keep telling her to interrupt?
No, you know, when I watched it, I saw my face in one of them and I was like, what was I thinking? Because there really wasn't any woman from my season that I remember going, oh my gosh, this is so crazy, like this is so annoying. What I remember with Lace was like, and I think I even told you this, like, take a deep breath and stop, like, stressing. Like, don't self-destruct here. Stay. I think we talked about that on the rooftop. It was just like, stay focused. It's all good. It's going to be fine. But yeah, after too many times, in my back of my head, I'm like, Lace, like, what is going on? Like,
hey, part of it was peer pressure.
I'm sure it was, but I think that was it. It was just Lace, what's going on? Like, this is, I'm trying to respond here, but there's not a lot of things I can say to make this better.
Do better.
But it was super relatable because you were like, I can't be cool. I can't be cool. I must address this. I have to talk to him about it. And that's how I would be. That's how I would be too. And I feel like a lot of girls watching are like, yeah, if I'm feeling off about the guy that I'm dating, I can't just let it go by.
Right. Exactly.
Lace, one of the, is that your dog?
Yeah. Sorry. Can you guys hear her?
Oh yeah. It's fine. Great. Hey, we always have some, we love to have a barking dog in the background.
Friend's here, so she can help me.
You're good.
But, well, in a second, we are going to have Amanda Stanton on. She has some technical difficulties. She will be back on in just a second. We're working on that. Do you keep in contact with any of the women from that season?
Yeah. No, I keep in contact with Olivia, Amanda, Lauren, Leah, Jen, you guys.
All over the place.
Yeah. I try to keep in touch.
People are asking if you still have the tattoo from Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, still haven't. I still own it.
What does it say?
Grace.
Yeah. Well, you know, Grace. I mean,
luckily, I mean, it could go
anything.
A million. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things. It's fine.
So one of the things that we haven't gotten closure on, and I know this always is tough to bring up, but hey, on a night that seems like past relationships are the topic of focus, whatever happened with you and Grant, and do you guys stay in touch at all?
No, we do not stay in touch at all. And I don't know. We just, I don't even know what to say. Just weren't a good fit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was kind of toxic. It wasn't good.
People want to know what you're doing with your life now. What's your job? And are you dating anyone?
So I got in a really serious relationship after him. And I ended up, we were together for 2 years. And it's now been a full year of me being single. And I've never done that in my entire life. Oh, wow. So it kind of feels good. And I'm doing real estate
in Denver, right?
Yeah, in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just got back to Denver last week, and I've been gone for 6 months because of the tour.
Yeah.
Are you feeling like you're ready to get back in this city and start dating, or are you still having a good time with the singleness?
It's like some days I love it and some days I hate it. Menver is not a good place to date lately. It's hard.
So I used to say when I was single that like I should probably move to Denver because the reputation of
there's Denver. So many men.
And what's the ratio of men to women there?
Ben, do you know?
It's like 60-40 actually. 60% men, 40% women, which is like unheard of for a city.
I thought the ratio was even higher up. I thought it was 75.
Yeah, no. But no, none of them like want a date. They just want to go like do their hobbies and throw out.
Now that they have the reputation of being Menver, they probably are like, oh, all the girls come to me.
Seriously. I know. Denver's small.
Lace, you're awesome. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah.
We're excited to watch you tonight. I have seen it. So I'll tell everybody out there, the 2,600 people that have tuned in for this live podcast, I would like to tell them
2,600 people. Yeah. Are watching.
I would like to tell them that it is so worth watching Lace and Olivia tonight on this show. They are all stars. They are rock stars. They crush it. And so Lace, thanks for coming on here and talking with us.
Thanks for having me. It was good to see you.
Bye.
Bye guys.
Ashley, we're just going to keep rolling through this. I feel like this is either a really bad joke on me visiting all my exes or just like really exciting, but I'm super pumped for it. And I'm really super excited to talk to these next two guests. We have Lauren Heimel and Leah Block here. There's Lauren.
Hey, hello. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up? How's it been so long? I'm great. How are you?
So good. I've been getting updates on your life via Instagram since event season.
Hello, Leah. Come on in.
Oh, we got Leah. Hey. Are you guys still friends?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you guys both live in Denver?
No, I'm still in Michigan.
You're in Michigan. Okay, yes. I knew it was one of the middle states.
Yes, that's right. Just like on our school date, we had to place them. We had to place the states in the Midwest, and it was a shit show. So
I wasn't on that date. That was a stressful week for me.
Well, Leah, you've been super supportive of this city, and I know I've seen you around at some of the fundraisers. You are always trying to help out. You're always trying to be a support system. How are you holding up right now, especially in the midst of a quarantine?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, like, we're lucky that Denver has just done really well with the stay-at-home order and just doing what we need to do to, you know, get the rate of the people that have the coronavirus down. And we've been able to open up bars, restaurants, and I've actually gone to, I'm trying to go to all Ben's restaurants. He has so many now that I don't even know. It's like every day there's one opening. But it's
not right now.
I know, it sucks. I mean, you know, like Chase's restaurant got closed down, which is so sad.
Oh no.
Just trying to support as many small businesses as I can, doing too much DoorDash orders. But it's crazy. But I hope that, you know, we can get through this. And I feel bad for people who are in, you know, New York. I lived in New York. I lived in LA. And I know it's just crazy, crazy out there right now. So I feel blessed that we're kind of in the up and up with this whole thing and this whole pandemic. And I've even got tested just to make sure I don't have it. But it's been crazy. So,
Lauren, post-show, you were a little critical of Ben.
I was?
Yeah. Oh,
what did I say? I'm sorry.
He's nodding.
Really?
What was it about you and Ben that you think that didn't work out?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I feel like, you know, on paper, potentially, you know, we would have been a good fit. But then at the same time, I feel like, you know, if it's not there, it's not there.
Got it.
But I'm sorry if I said anything bad about you. I was probably just sad I got sent home.
It's all good. We recovered just fine. Doing well.
Yeah.
They, Ashley, I don't know if you remember this, but Lauren was actually a part of probably the most nerve-wracking date of the season. We did the fashion show.
Oh, yeah.
Fashion show.
That was terrifying.
My gosh,
we literally walked in the Mexico City Fashion Week show for one of the biggest designers. Like, this wasn't a small thing.
Do you know how bad the producers wanted us to fall? Honestly, they probably were putting down on the walkway, hoping that we were
ice bananas.
Yeah. It was intimidating because everybody was super good looking. And I'm standing in the back like, how do I walk? And this is what they tell me. Before I send it back over to you, Ashley, I'm sorry for taking this up. But,
no, I love this.
I'm in the back. I'm like, I don't know how to walk. And this is a tip I got for anybody out there watching. Is you stand up straight and you move your shoulders down like they're a coat hanger. And that's the perfect posture.
Wait.
And that's how you walk.
Oh, my God.
I would this?
Yeah. You look like a model.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It does. It elongates the neck. You look great.
Well, Lauren, you ended up getting engaged in December.
Yes, in December.
To Doug. And you guys just got your wedding venue canceled on you?
Literally on Monday. And our wedding's supposed to be September 20th up in Petoskey area in Michigan. And so we have a 420-person wedding to reschedule.
I spent my summers on Walloon Lake, so I know exactly where you're at.
That's where Doug's parents' place is.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So thank you. But we found a good backup, so hopefully that'll work out. But yeah, it's crazy. I feel so bad for all of the brides that are trying to schedule things during this time, you know, like the showers and bachelor, bachelorette parties. Those are all being postponed, and it's just part of the fun. So it's bad, but at the same time, it's like you're still getting married, so.
Well, whenever it is, I will be there.
So. Okay, girl. Might not be for another year, but you know.
Hey, Leah, you've been dating Ryan for a long time.
I have.
How long has it been?
It's been a little over 2 years.
Wow. Is he there in the room with you?
He is. Yeah. Actually, Ben met him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, definitely.
Grand doozy. Yeah, come here.
Come say hi. What's up, man?
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, I can't hear any of you.
Oh, here.
Oh.
Here.
The so So 2 years in a relationship with Leah, how's it been?
Man, she is the best. I got to say this. She is my best friend in the entire world. And she's also probably the funniest person I've ever met. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And Ben, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you since
Grand Doozy. Yeah, that's right. It was a big outdoor music festival Denver put on. And it only lasted a year, which is unfortunate because it was a great time.
It was a great time. And your coffee is...
Thanks, man. Generous Coffee was one of the sponsors of it. So we got to have fun. The main act that year was Ray Charles, which blew our mind.
And
blew my mind.
And who, what's his...
the guy was a beast.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
So.
Hey, Ryan, are you a big Broncos fan? Because you have to be if you're dating Leah.
This is true.
Oh, no. But if I wasn't, hey. I mean... Yeah, I basically had to sign a signature in blood that we're going to root for the Broncos the rest of our lives.
Ben, you got to tell them about
can you carry the podcast for 1 minute? I have something I want to go get.
Okay.
Yay!
Yeah. Who was on the pig date? I can't let you guys leave without asking who was on the pig date.
I was on the pig date.
Oh, yeah.
Both were. Okay,
our audience keeps asking what it's really like to swim with pigs. And let's say that they were really cute pigs. Like, those weren't yucky looking pigs, but they were still aggressive.
I honestly was more afraid of sharks because I was like, the smart sharks would totally be here to eat the pigs. So I was like, there's some great whites lurking in the water here. And I was like, just booking it to the boat as quickly as I could.
Oh, that's really scary.
Oh my God.
Actually, because that's.
Yes, that's I'm amazing. So glad you get that.
So this, for anybody out there watching, this is the football that Leah gave me on night one.
Oh my God, that's so cute!
He painted it because he loves the Colts. Peyton Manning obviously played for the Broncos, but he, you know, most of his career was for the Colts. And so I hand painted the Broncos and the Colts. But due to, you know, rights, they couldn't show it on the air because, you know, so I threw regular football. But
Ben, she has told me about that football for days and days and days since we've been dating. I finally got to see it, man.
That's right.
Got to see it. It's gorgeous.
You're a lucky dude. Lauren, Doug is a very lucky guy. I appreciate you both. Thanks for coming on and catching up. We have Amanda Stanton on coming next, but you two are awesome, and it's so good to see you again.
We love you,
so
Ben.
Good to see you. Bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Ben, I have got two more things before we move on to Amanda. One, have you still kept other gifts that the girls gave you on the show?
Yeah, I have them all. I have the teddy bear that Jubilee got me. I have them all in a box downstairs.
And number two, as Amanda freshens, is it true that you're going to have a 400-person wedding as well?
Yeah, it's like 420.
That's wild. Well, it'll be a party. It's going to be a whole city.
It's going to be a fun night. That's right. Hey, Amanda, welcome back to the Almost Famous Podcast. Yeah.
I was having some technical difficulties.
Oh, all good. I love your new house. It's so pretty.
Thank you.
So, Amanda, Andy just moved to Southern California. You guys are besties. Why did Andy move? And are we going to see you guys just... all over being like the it new like best friends Paris and Nicole?
No, we just got back from Palm Springs actually today. Sorry, there's a lot going on at my house, but we just got back today and we had so much fun. But yeah, I'm so excited that she's here, and I took her all around town today to get a facial. We got IVs, we got her brows and lashes done, so I'm trying really hard to convince her to stay, but I think she's here for good.
Nice.
It's amazing. Hey, Amanda, so far, people were super pumped about you coming on. And a lot of the questions earlier were about one of the most infamous dates in Bachelor history, swimming with the pigs. What can you tell our fans of what it was like to swim with pigs?
Okay, so it's so funny because when we did that date, I mean, now I feel like we see that all over Instagram, but I didn't even know that was a thing.
Same.
When we did it. But I thought it was super random, but it was fun. A little scary. I feel like that was definitely our most dramatic date.
Yeah.
But I love swimming with the pigs.
I thought they were adorable. Yeah. Watching it back, I was like, why are these girls so scared? They're so cute.
They were a little aggressive, but it was fun.
I don't know if you remember this, and you don't have to go into too much detail, but one of the repercussions from going on a date was some of the girls had swallowed water. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but it's one of the worst parts of the season was a lot of people got dysentery, like got super sick from that date. And the girls were so sick to their stomach. And I was so sick to my stomach that we actually had to cancel. I don't know if you remember this, the cocktail party in the Bahamas, because nobody could stand in the same room for long enough to have a cocktail party.
Yeah, it was bad. We all got super sick. I feel like that was the most dramatic week, like emotionally. And then we all physically got sick. And it was just like a disaster that week. But
it was the hardest week for me by far.
But still memorable.
Yeah. Very memorable. Now it is.
Amanda, you got to be on like the coveted Warsaw, Indiana date. You went on the Ferris wheel. Everybody in his town came out for it. How much pressure was there? And how much does that day just stick out in your head still?
I feel like that was probably my most memorable date. And I feel like we were kind of in this bubble and I never had any public dates before that. So that was the first time I kind of felt like I was seeing like the real world and like the little bubble we were in.
Yeah.
So it's real. But yeah, I mean, I feel like there was a lot of pressure that day, just meeting so many people and being out, but it was fun.
Yeah. Same. I mean, I remember that too. I don't remember like, it's my hometown super small and everybody there was saying hi. And we were trying to like actually have a date and walk through like the crowd and everybody was like taking pictures and being like, kiss, kiss, kiss. And we like, it was a mess.
Yeah. It was like kind of overstimulating, but it was fun.
That's right. Hey, we just, I watched the screener already and your two little girls are a part of this episode. They're so tiny during this. What was it like, I guess, being a mom of two on this show? And now looking back on it, what's your experience like?
I mean, back then I feel like I really had no idea what I was signing up for. Like genuinely had no idea, but it was crazy. But I mean, the kids love it. Like they still think it's cool. I've showed them their little clips. They haven't watched the whole thing. But I think it was crazy. I didn't know I was going to be the only single mom and it was a lot, but I think it was good for me. It definitely forced me to come out of my comfort zone a little. So it was good.
When it comes to moms on the show, I feel like you're the first person people think of when it comes to like being a single mom and like having your kids on the show, How much pressure is that to just be one of the bachelor moms?
I think it's a lot of pressure because they feel like all of us get judged for like every little thing. And then on top of it, we also get judged for being a mom going on the show, for introducing my kids on the show. And I feel like it just kind of adds like a different element into it. I obviously love being one of the bachelor moms. But I do think I've dealt with a lot of criticism because I am a mom.
Right.
I've gotten used to.
I got one more question before we let her go. Ben, do you have anything else?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll let you finish up here, Ash, but I was just going to say, you know, one of the cool parts and part of this episode of the Almost Famous podcast is hopefully celebrating the women who are part of this season, because it does mean a lot to me. And you know that we've been able to stay in contact and we've seen each other since then, but it does mean so much that these women gave up their time and energy to come. So with all that being said, I remember, Amanda, on night one, how shy, kind of reserved you are. And you were really through the whole season. Now you're one of the most recognizable figures from the franchise ever. How are you dealing with that? How are you personally? And what is it like to be such a star?
Oh, that's very sweet. I don't really think, I think I was so nervous and I, like Ashley, I heard you say that it was like supernatural for you to be on camera and I don't feel the same for me. Even now, I think I have a hard time like fully being myself on camera for some reason. It's just not something that I'm great at. But yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, I think we've all seen, you know, there's so many opportunities and there's so much good that comes from the show. So it outweighs the negative.
Yeah.
I agree. And I'm sorry that I have to ask about your bestie again, but what's going on with Andy and Nick? Was that just an innocent run?
I mean, I'm not going to speak on that, but she'll kill me if I call her down here and ask her.
Okay.
Hey, Amanda, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. Please, somebody's asking, Amanda, what is your book? Where can they find it? And what is the one thing they can support you most in right now?
So you can find my book anywhere the books are sold. And I also have my clothing line, Lonnie the Label. It's lonniethelabel.com. And yeah, my Instagram is @Amanda_Stanton.
Awesome. Amazing. Well, Andy's feet have been a pleasure to watch during this whole thing. Tell her she has some nice feet, and it's really, really great to see you, Amanda.
Thank you. Good to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Hope to see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Haley are up next.
The twins.
Ben, what did you think when you had a set of sisters coming to vie for your heart?
I mean, honestly, it's one of the only reactions I think on night one that I remember, because it is that like, holy cow, there's two of them. They're beautiful. I don't know what to do with myself. Hello, twins.
Nothing has changed, no. You guys. How long did it take Ben to be able to tell you two apart?
Gosh, Ben, did you ever, were you ever
honestly,
able to tell us apart?
I don't think you were ever able, but you acted like you could.
Yeah, I just didn't say their names.
Yeah. Fergie.
Okay, go ahead, Ben.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's really great to see you both. You're shining. I just want to start this out by saying following your Instagrams is one thing in my life that brings me a ton of joy, because you both are just glowing and happy. And that's so nice to see you here. Ashley, sorry, take it away.
Oh, no. I mean, I completely agree with him. You guys are both in really happy looking relationships.
Yes, finally. Woo! Holy moly. I didn't think it was going to happen.
Do you guys feel like the guys that you're with now are the forever thing? I feel like with Emily, for sure. You've been with your boyfriend for how many years now? At least three?
Almost three. I'm just waiting for my ring. Whenever it's coming, I don't know when.
Haley, is the ring coming soon? Because you would know.
He would never tell me, because he knows I can't keep my mouth shut. Yeah, she would tell me. She's ruined like every Christmas gift for me so far.
And Haley, how long have you been with your boyfriend?
Only 6 months. So this is pretty new, but I'm feeling really confident.
But he's definitely the one. I wouldn't be surprised if he proposed to her before Will proposed to me.
What I love about your two current relationships is that usually you two don't, you don't like each other's boyfriends,
never.
But it seems like you guys have full approval.
Well, oh, I picked this guy for her, cause she's not good at picking. So I picked this guy for her. He's the sweetest, just the absolute best. And I adore him. And then obviously
Will is amazing.
Yeah,
he feels like my brother.
Oh, so nice.
Are you, we're going to get to the show here, because obviously that's airing tonight. Yeah. Are you at all nervous? How do you view the show now?
I mean, we're not going to lie, Ben. We're a little ashamed of how we acted a little bit. Some of the things we did were very immature. We were little a-holes, but it's okay. We were 22 years old and we were young. Yeah. And I will say, like, I just did a, cause I am a little nervous for it to air, but I was just saying, like, me and Haley, 100%, I'm sorry, Ben, we're not on the show for the right reason. We're 22.
Hey, we figured it out early enough. We had a good time while it lasted, yeah.
Exactly. No, I mean, it was so much fun. And
we had a great time. We made so many good friends.
Yeah.
And, like, it was an experience of a lifetime for sure.
For sure.
How was it dating one guy? Have you guys ever fought over a guy before? And did you even think that you were at all fighting for Ben on the show?
Gosh, I didn't ever feel like I was fighting with over
like
it.
So many other girls were there too.
I honestly just felt like we didn't even stand a chance. So I was, we were
all
just,
the other girls were so pretty. We're like,
I know
what are we doing here?
And like people were forming relationships with Ben so fast. And me and Haley were like, we're just friends with each other. I don't know. I couldn't like, I mean, we hardly got time. I feel like, you know, to talk to The Bachelor. I think a lot of people don't realize you have such little time with The Bachelor that like, you better make it good and memorable. And me and Haley were always like, we don't eat vegetables. We don't do this. Like, yeah, Ben was like, these girls are keepers.
That is one of the one things I do remember is when you told me that you don't eat vegetables. And so then my follow-up was like, well, what do you eat? Thinking like there's alternatives. It's like chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. And
oh, still the same.
No,
much.
Not
but
much
as
cheese.
Vegetables now.
Yes. Ish.
I'm glad. Hey, am I the only guy that both of you have ever dated at the same time?
Yes.
I feel honored.
Yeah,
such an honor.
Going off of that, Ben, it was awkward enough having it to dump, you know, every girl that was there. Was it even weirder to dump Haley and keep Emily?
Yeah, it was. And I think they could probably attest to this too. Like, you know, you have people on every season that you just really love and like get along with and enjoy. And even if there's not the like romantic spark as much, like you enjoy it. And so the twins are that for everybody. Like both of them are loved by everybody because they're just hilarious and fun and uplifting. So saying goodbye to either of them was hard, but it was really weird to have like, to have to process how I was going to say goodbye to a sister and keep the other sister and like what the repercussions of that would be. Like that's not something they prep you for.
Yeah, no, not at all. And you dumped her the day before our birthday. I don't know if you know.
Thank you, Ruben.
Yeah. And so that was the first birthday we'd spent apart. So, and it was so weird. I actually
do remember that because there was like a cake or something that.
Yes, there was.
Yeah, you guys celebrated even from a distance. Isn't that fun?
I know. And we're about to be from a distance because she's moving to Sweden.
Oh, what? You are?
I'm moving to Sweden.
Oh my God, you guys, my sister is moving back to Virginia and I thought that that was going to be difficult on me.
Yeah, we're going to be complete different time zones. Oh my God.
Like far apart time zones.
Yeah. When does it start?
Depending on the travel ban, it's supposed to be August. So pretty soon.
Is it going to be a full-time thing or is it
just during the hockey season? So okay. Like six, but the sad part is during summer she's in Sweden and during summers I'll be in Vegas. We switch off. Like we're probably never going to see each other.
So we're going to figure it out. But
yeah.
This is going to be tough,
hard.
Guys.
Yeah, it's tough. Hey, but it's time to grow up, right?
Right. You'll be good in the end. It's good for you. Yeah. People are really sad in the message board. They said that direct quote is homeboy better propose before then. So
I like that.
Hey, we got to dig in real quick for one second because tonight's episode, there's a big focus on Olivia and kind of her experience in the show and how hard it was for her.
Yeah.
And I do know that the two of you, obviously we're 22, you've grown up. Is there anything, as you know, 2,500 people are watching this, is there anything you'd like to get out publicly about your experience with Olivia on the show and how you feel about it now?
Oh gosh. I mean, if I like felt comfortable enough and maybe if Olivia felt comfortable enough, like we're totally so sorry about all of that. And me and Haley did not mean any of the stuff we said. And looking back on it as like a mature adult, it was completely uncalled for and just
big fat a-holes.
Yeah. Just little brat, just trying to get 15 minutes of fame, just trying to like, just totally so awful. So if she's watching this or ever sees this, 100% we're sorry and would love to talk to her on the phone if she'd want to. And I don't
think she would ever want to.
I know. And you know, it's weird that we've never even had like a text conversation or a phone conversation 4 years later to even say sorry. And I guess that might be our fault because we've never even like reached out, but
I just don't think she would want to.
I know. I don't know if she'd want to hear from us.
Maybe we'll relay the message.
Yeah, she'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Guys.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, Quinn, draw us some. Thank you. Have fun in Sweden.
Thank you.
See ya.
See ya.
All right, guys. We just wanted to remind you that a portion of today's proceeds will be going to No Kid Hungry. And we are so thankful for all of you guys being here so that we can make a big, nice donation to them.
A huge donation, actually. This is more than we ever expected to think. 2,500 people showed up for this. It's a gift. We got to do it again. It's been fun to see these people and see them in person. This is awesome. Well, hey, we have to say this. We're going to stay on and answer a few questions, just a few. We're going to bring on one of America's favorite moderators to do this. If, though, you are in the time zone that The Bachelor is starting, feel free to jump off. But before you go, Ashley and I just both want to say we appreciate you and thank you for joining us.
Huge thank you, guys. This has been so much fun. Ben and I really vibe off of a live audience. Even if we can't see and hear you guys, just your feedback right here in the text part is really getting us excited about everything we've been talking about.
That's right. Well, hey, welcome to the podcast, Easton Allen, who is best known for his very sensual voice on the Scrubbing In podcast and also the Almost Famous podcast. He is here to moderate three questions, I think, from the audience before we go.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me. It's really an honor to be here with you tonight. Before we get started, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Rebecca Waterbury. Happy birthday from everyone here at the Almost Famous podcast. I got some questions. I've been taking careful notes all night. This has been a really fun show, but let's get to some of these questions.
Hey, real quick, Easton, I'm sorry. I did forget this part. My fiance, Jessica Clark, intended on being here. And when we originally booked her to be here, she was not in school. And she just started esthetician school today. She has an 8-hour day. She doesn't get out until like 3 more minutes from now. I'm hoping she can still call in. If she can't, I'm sorry about that. We are doing fantastic. We are so in love. We are planning our wedding. We will get her on the Almost Famous podcast soon. I do apologize. I know that was said that she was going to be on here, but because of school, which is something we all are super excited about for her, she couldn't be here tonight. So
Easton, I'm sorry, so excited. I should probably get Jared since there are a lot of comments because he was also listed.
I'll carry it until you can get him.
Okay.
Go get Jared. Ben, let's do this first question. This is for you.
Okay.
Would you ever run for office?
You know, Easton, there was a time in my life that I did run for office. I don't know if you remember this season, but I did run. It was before, though, I feel like the political climate became what it is today.
Jared's in the shower.
Well, he'll be out then in a second. We'll have him at the end. I was very excited. In short here, when I ran for office, I was really excited to be in the middle and to understand each side and to try to process through different people's opinions and come to truth somehow, some way. I feel like it's harder right now, no matter what side you're on. This is not a political conversation, to get there. And so I want to wait and kind of see how things shake up here, especially in the next election and in the elections following. But I do have an interest in running for office again. It is something that I care about and enjoy. But the timing needs to be right. And right now, I mean, I'm hosting Almost Famous podcast. Like, I'm fine. I'm doing all right.
Well, you got my vote. Thank you. That's exciting. That's exciting news. Okay. Amy Kuntz says, who is your best friend from the franchise? And Ashley, you can't say Jared.
Okay. So my best girlfriend from the franchise would be between Jade and Becca. And then my best guy friend from the franchise is Ben. And then Nick and Tanner.
Yeah. You know, it's easy, you know, for me, Easton. I have a hard time answering this question because I think Ashley would agree. Like, the list is long. Like, Ashley and I especially have really good friendships that are, like, actually meaningful friendships in our life from this show. But yeah, the best girlfriend that I have from the show has to be Ashley. I mean, I talk to this girl every week the last 3 years, and we've never, I don't think, gotten mad at each other.
No, we haven't. I want to second what Becca said earlier. Like, whenever you have like any sort of like moral conflict in your life, or like you don't know how to move forward with something, whether it's business or a personal relationship, Ben is the person to go to for advice.
Thank you.
That is.
Yes.
best guy friends. I don't even know if I can answer that. I mean, I would have to go through like the Jareds, Deans, Wells, Nicks, Souls, like those guys. I mean, there's a huge list in my life that of people that mean a lot to me from the show. But you know, Jared, when I'm around Jared, and I just don't say this because Ashley's here, she knows this, like, the dude is just an uplifting fellow. Like, aww, the guy is such an encouragement that it's hard not to say, like, when I think of people that I want to have and hang out with from the franchise, like, Jared's at the top of that list every time.
Aw, thanks.
Jared's the best. I love that guy. I'm interested in the answer to this question. This is from LR Oaks 14. What tips would you give to a new podcast host?
I would say probably try not to censor yourself, and well, of course, be your best, your best, most you can be with a microphone in front of you. But I think where we get in trouble, or where we feel we're not our best, is when we get too careful about what we say.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Because, you know, as a podcast host, my advice would be, you know, try to, even if your opinion is that you don't have one, at least voice your opinion. Mm-hmm. Because if not, it just, the genuineness doesn't really come out. Also, the thing is, I don't know if this is like advice or what but before every podcast, I sit down, I take 5 deep breaths so that like I'm like calm so I can come into the podcast and try not to have my podcast voice on. which is hard sometimes.
But that's funny because when I was in grad school, they were like, your reporter voice should be the same as your regular voice. And yeah. It's still hard.
It's really, really hard to do. So yeah, that's my advice.
A couple people have been asking where I got my sweatshirt, and I just want to shout it out because it is a Bachelor fan who sent me an email and then said that she wanted to make me something tie-dye, and they're really cool. So maybe this and another tank, and it's Extract, the label, Extract, thelabel.com. They're on Instagram too.
You also have your own label with my company, My Fan Threads, at myfanthreads.com. Ashley and Jared designed a sweatshirt and a t-shirt, so you can go check that out too.
In case you guys need more clothes, we have places you can get them.
All right, we got time for a couple more questions. Danielle Mebbett asks, how much does Chris Harrison help you work through your feelings as a lead off camera?
That question would be for just Ben, because he really only talks to the leads when it comes to emotion.
Yeah, a lot. Chris was coming over quite a bit, especially towards the end. We would watch football together after a long date. We'd talk golf. And then anytime I needed to like chat with him, he was always there. Chris is still to this day, and I mean, he's a good friend of mine. He's a guy I look up to that I admire. So I don't know if it's different with other leads, but like we've stayed close. And he's around quite a bit. I would say whenever I needed him, he would be there. Sometimes though, he just wants to show up and like watch football. Like that's all he wants. He doesn't even want to talk show. He just wants to hang out, which is good.
I love that. Okay. We got one more question. I see someone in the chat keep asking how I got into my job role.
I know.
I won a contest. That's the answer.
Wait, last really? Question.
Yeah. That's how they give these jobs out. It's a
I'm so gullible.
I won it in a Happy Meal. Okay. Last question. This is for Ashley from Chris Hughes. Ashley, did you work on a quarantine baby?
No. I was pretty open on Instagram the other day that I'm still on birth control and horrified to get off of it because of my acne.
Yeah, I saw that. You've with Jess being in esthetician school, you can talk to her about the downsides of that now. She can help you get that fixed.
I would love to. She and I both share that passion.
Well, two last questions I saw that I want to answer. One is, will we be coming to Canada for the live show? So far, yes. Like that was the original schedule that was supposed to come out, but we've been pushing it back. So the hope is to come to Canada for the live show. The next is one I just love to hear an Ashley answer. And I don't even need to because you can explain it. What's the Bachelor Mansion like? Like really, truly, what is the Bachelor Mansion like?
It's beautiful. It's super opulent. It makes you feel like you're in another country. It kind of makes you feel like you're in the Mediterranean. And it's like a mix of cozy and it's cozy. It's a big house. But when you have that many people in it, it's not like this, it's not sprawling. You're not like losing people in it. You could honestly go to the foyer and be like, yo, Ben, and they'll be able to hear you. So yeah. It's a great house to live in.
Yeah. It's a great house to shoot in. Hey, Ashley, you're the best. We should sign off here. Easton, will you do it with us?
I'd be honored.
Yes!
Well, hey, last time to all the people out there watching, Ashley and I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for supporting us. Please make sure you watch the show tonight and be nice to the ladies on this season. They're trying their best to do their best. I'm telling you, it was a memorable experience. It was the most impactful experience of my life. And I'm just thankful that the girls came on tonight. Thank you to Lauren and Leah and Amanda and Lace and the twins and Mike Johnson and Becca Tilly for joining us. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. And make sure to check out Olivia's In-Depth coming this week. And
Easton.
And I've been Easton.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.